The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com. Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin. I really dig that Mr. Skin.com.
And you can follow along, bring your boss over, dial up Mr. Skin.com. Does that include the, can you, without a subscription, can you get the Game of Thrones stuff you have up there?
Yeah, it's all for free. We did this big infographic late last week, and a bunch of publications picked it up, including The Sun in the UK. And I was really proud of what our guys did, because with Game of Thrones, the last episode starting Sunday night, we put out on our website, you know, this infographic of all the breaking down the seven seasons of nudity from Game of Thrones, and we did things like, there's been 82 nude scenes, 61 female and 21 male, and we added up all the breast, butts, packages, everything. And what was interesting, and I didn't even know this, I knew it anecdotally, but I didn't know it numbers-wise, but right. Shameless is so, as great as Game of Thrones has been for nudity as far as the amount of nudity in the history of the show, it doesn't even come close to being number one. Shameless has had 236 nude scenes in its nine seasons, and Game of Thrones has 82. So Game of Thrones is like in seventh place. True Blood is almost 100 behind Shameless with 137 in second place, and it really blew my mind. Unfortunately, with Shameless, there's a lot of William H. Macy, Pacey White Bud in there, but that's...
I'm not counting that.
No, we subtracted. We subtracted those.
Well, no, he's in shape for an older man. I'll give him that.
You've also counted the number of nude actors and actresses. Does he only count as one then? Because the list here says 66 different actors and actresses have been naked in Shameless.
Different, he said, yeah. So you wouldn't count William H. Macy.
Yeah, we don't count... Yeah.
You see his ass once, that's good enough.
Right, he just gets one.
And we actually tried to not see that, but then we had to.
True Blood is number two with 53, and then Game of Thrones is 51. Different nude actors and actresses.
Well, the first shot on this on your new page here today, is that an orgy scene of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, so, you know, for anyone out there thinking that political correctness would take over Game of Thrones here 2 years later with everything that's gone on in our culture, if you thought they were going to cut back on the nudity, think again. They kind of doubled down. And
yeah, good for that. Good for
it was just pretty incredible. So Bran is with these three prostitutes, and I gave you the names, but nobody out there is going to know.
Oh, there is a guy involved there. Right.
Yeah, Bran's the guy laying down.
I just wondered if this was a lesbian scene or if they were all...
He was just having three girls at once, you know, after a long journey.
Yeah.
But I thought the camera angles were pretty interesting.
It is cool, a lot of rear burger, right?
Yeah, some rear burger there. So I think I found a good rear burger for my Anatomy Awards next year. But, yeah, so we're off and running. You know, there's, what, six episodes to go, I believe, or is it five episodes to go? I'm not sure. But, and we were looking at the run times, and some of the episodes coming up are like an hour and 20 minutes, so it'll be pretty cool. We're going to get a lot of content, and it'll be good to We're going to miss this show, but it'll be a fun run here.
You mentioned Me Too, and the thing about Me Too, of course, is a great movement, but it also shouldn't have affect stuff that happened in the time there wasn't Me Too. Now, granted, this is a fantasy, but it does take place in basically medieval times, so women were, you know, used and abused, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we've all watched The Dirt on Netflix. That takes place in the 80s, where chicks were naked backstage banging rock stars. It happened all the time.
Because they wanted to.
Because they wanted to. Yeah, that was actually more... there's a bunch of naked stuff on that too. Good stuff. What's Now Apocalypse? We talked about this show before. Now Apocalypse.
Yeah, Now Apocalypse is a it's a show from the Starz Network, and we were talking about. I've talked to you guys about this. There's six episodes in on the like I said on the Starz Network, and when we were kind of trying to figure out a week or so ago before Game of Thrones started, what would be the best television show for nudity so far in 2019, we all agreed at our office that Now Apocalypse, which is about this, it's about these, you know, I don't want to say 20-somethings, but groups of people in L.A. pursuing love, sex,
and
fame.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you
told me. And it's by Greg Araki, who did The Doom Generation, and Carly Ciortino of Slut Ever fame. And the big takeaway, Number one, there's been a ton of nudity, but Kelly Berglund, who was on Lab Rats on Disney, has been naked in like five of the six episodes. So, yeah, we've talked about it, but it's pretty incredible. The nudity's been great, but like I said, of all the shows so far, this is our favorite for nudity in 2019.
Warrior on Skin and Max always looks good, too. There's a bunch of stuff on here, and that girl's hot.
Yeah, do you guys know about this show?
No, what's it about?
It's a new series. They're two episodes in. It's from the people that brought you Banshee, so that should give
first
you an
of all,
idea.
I was just talking about this. Banshee was on Cinemax. We were wondering what was on Cinemax, and off the air I said, I think Banshee was on.
Yeah.
Banshee is one of the best shows ever.
Well,
I
that's
love
it.
That show.
Yeah, you right. I know you liked it. And then, so this is from the guys that did this, and it's based on...
I got to watch this.
Yeah, so it's like a martial arts show. It's based on the writings of Bruce Lee, and it's set during the, I think it's called the Tong Wars in the late 1800s, and this guy's a martial arts prodigy in China, and he goes to San Francisco, and he becomes like a hatchet man for the most powerful gang in Chinatown. And we had heard in advance that there was going to be a ton of nudity, and it did not disappoint the first two episodes. This Joanna Vanderham, by the way, it had to be American because it was she went full frontal.
Oh,
but
she did, yeah.
Over the weekend, this Deanna Doan was naked in bed. So, anyway, it's been really good. We knew it would be, but it didn't disappoint first two episodes.
Do any ladies keep Birkins around the house just for their personal use? Or is this just for, do you think it's just for
I wonder about that, but I think of Birkins a little more, I think they're expensive, like, one.
Well, we talked
you
about...
You don't want one, like, at the dime store, you know, you want to get...
Our buddy, the late Robert Schimmel had a story about Merkins, and he does a great bit on it. And he was talking about when he had cancer, he lost every hair on his body. So they were actually selling pubic Merkins in the hospital for guys that didn't want to be just completely bald down there.
Yeah.
So they were actually selling them to cancer patients. I don't know if they do that for ladies or not. It was just for TV purposes, you know. We'd say,
yeah.
We just say, grow it out. Be a real actor. Grow it out.
that's what I wish. But I think the reality of the situation is with all the movies and television shows, especially television shows from a bygone era, more and more. Your typical actress that is just getting in, you know, as an extra on these shows or doing nude scenes, that's just... If someone in L.A., you're just not going to find many that are sporting that retro look. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I would guess that most of the Merkins are in wardrobe in Hollywood somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to clean those, too. Vanderpump Rules is on regular TV, Bravo, but there's pixelated boobs, and there's a great shot of, like, five women walking in the water, and that looks great, man.
Well, you know, it's funny with this stuff. This is on the E! Network, and you've got Bravo and the E!, and you got these reality shows. And Vanderpump Rules, it's one of those, like, hate watch shows where nobody thinks it's really good, but you get hooked on it. And I don't watch these, but I see our guys go through it, and I see in our office, like, they're always reporting, like, look what happened on this show. So basically, Vanderpump Rules is about that restaurant, Sir. It's Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant. It stands for Sexy Unique Restaurant, and It's about her staff that works there.
Yes, in West Hollywood.
Who all want to be something else, by the way.
And they're all
Well, but look at, like, that picture number 8 I sent you.
I know.
These are, like, hot, you know, 20, 30-something women that...
I didn't notice. The one's completely naked.
I know, and they show it, and they show it. Like, it's that rule that I told you guys about is on these commercial shows where...
No nips.
They pixelate out breasts, but butts, fine. They've made the decision, so... That Lala Kent there on the far right is completely nude, and they show her butt. The other girls are in thongs or underwear, and they're topless. But if they turn around, they pixelate, and if not, they're fine showing butt. But it's almost like you're getting R-rated nudity on commercial cable.
Totally, totally.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I always think that, like, it's women and gay men that watch these shows, I got to tell you guys, there's some really good nudity on these reality shows, and we go through every episode, so we're loaded up with
Wife watches some of this stuff, but I always walk
past
it. How
long do you figure we're going to go before they just don't pixelate it anymore? Before, got cable like this is on the same ground as pay cable?
Well...
It's up to them. It's not against
the
rules, you know. Because pixelated nipples are just stupid anymore.
Right, because cable TV is not governed by the FCC.
No.
It's not, over
it's
the
not
air.
It's not over
TV.
The air, right.
Yeah, but it's more of a, they're worried about their advertisers.
Advertisers, exactly.
Yeah, they got their own standard and practices division, so.
I want to thank you really quickly, by the way, because we all grew up the same time, at least the host and you did, and Emmanuel, Sylvia Crystal, was one of our first reached in your underwear things.
Yeah, in fact, I hearken back to still shots in Penthouse, which got me interested in finding
what was interesting is they're releasing on Blu-ray, or they did last week, Emmanuel, the first three Emmanuels, and you got to remember that the original... 1974 with Sylvia Christel.
Right.
It was directed by that Just Jacket, who was a photographer.
You say Just Jacket?
Just Jacket.
That's all I heard.
That's
Just
a good name.
Jacket. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Just Jacket. Yeah. But it's one of the most successful softcore movies of all time. In fact, this movie made so much money. It aired in midnight theaters throughout the 80s and 90s. And Sylvia Crystal plays a woman who takes a trip to Bangkok to enhance her sexual experience. Even, like, I remember Roger Ebert reviewed this movie and talked about how sensual and great it was. And it spun off a ton of, they did, like, I think the second one was called Emmanuel, The Joys of a Woman. But basically it's Emmanuel 1, 2, 3, 4. They even went into, like, Black Emmanuel. And,
they had a bunch, exactly. And I remember
it really was a great franchise. But they finally released it on Blu-ray, and we're kind of excited about that. One of the things you guys get a kick out of it, the Mr. Skin offices in Chicago, I have these 4 50-inch televisions, which we combine to make one huge picture on the wall when you walk in our office.
Cool.
And I just have our guys playing all the I got 100 movies, classics like Porky's and Fast Times, and even Emmanuel is one of the movies that airs throughout the day, you know, in our rotation of movies.
So what happens? That's a lobby of a public business. When somebody walks in,
but we don't get like walk up.
Got it.
Like, if you come to our office,
What about the UPS guy shows up a lot, right?
Even without
a package,
a little extra. Let's just say that
He doesn't care.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, Emmanuel is all over that too. And you say you can check out all the Game of Thrones, all just the numbers on the site too.
Yeah, our infographic right on the front page of the website, and it was really. This is one of the things I'm most proud of. And like I said, there was a lot of. Publications have picked this up over the weekend, so we got a lot of good publicity.
So if anybody decides just to drop in, you warn them that there may be 200 square inches of rear burger somewhere in the lobby.
Yeah. When Basic Instinct's playing, be ready. It could get interesting.
Yeah. So. Newman. All right, thanks again. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Talk to you soon, bud.
That's a good point.
Oh, I want to do that. I want to hook up 4 50-inch TVs in here.
Yeah.
Put one on the wall.
We wouldn't have
anything.
We'd have to have actually cable.
Well, talk to Petey with his 3 TV setup.
Yeah.
I believe that only works for boner inducing golf.
Yeah,
which is redundant for him.
Yeah. And he's got them separate.
Right.
Skin's got the 4 hooked together so that it makes one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool when they can do that.
Yeah.
You see that in some bars. That works pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
Well, I don't know how they
smarter
do it.
Smarter people than us.
Yeah, smarter people than us. But those TVs actually are, and you can very rarely even see the line between them anymore.
Yeah.
They're pretty the way they do those things.
I don't even know if we have a wall big enough for that in here, but
no.
Damn it, we should clear some room.
No, we don't. Just run Porky's.
Oh, it's Jimmy Johnson running in the Boston Marathon.
Yes.
Because they raced on Saturday night.
So oh, did they? Okay.
Oh, he's got a day to rest.
He had a whole day of rest.
Pussy.
A lot of empty seats in Richmond, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. I still want to know if he's going to come back next week with a 26.2 sticker on the back window of the NASCAR.
Yeah.
But apparently he had to qualify as well.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they said he's been running halves and full marathons here and there.
Car's quicker.
Say, I was bored and I needed something to read.
Yeah, apparently.
You know you're bored when you're reading about Jimmy Johnson running a marathon.
Well, there's pretty much nothing else left to read.
This will kill 10 minutes,
there you go. I'm all out of books.
Was on this date in 1912, excuse me, the unsinkable British luxury liner Titanic sank.
Yes, it did. And Todd's great-great-grandmother was almost on that ship, right?
I don't know.
You said it's part of the family lore, right?
Yeah. I don't know how true it is.
Yeah, but still,
just go
it's
with
a good story.
It.
That's part of family
just
lore.
Just
story.
Go with it.
Almost sure. Part of the more than 1,500 people who did not make
sure. It makes sense, though. You've been late for things before.
There were just a ton of people
that didn't get on it.
Who came too late.
Yeah.
You know, she probably tried to get on, but came far too late.
Still, though, interesting story. Go with it. Something to tell the grandkids.
Bohemian Rhapsody, the hit biopic, or biopic, I know you prefer.
No, biopic is good. And then the condition where you have tunnel vision is...
Myopic?
Myopic. He's kind of...
If you say biopic enough, it sounds right.
It does.
It does.
By the way, I think 6 of the top 10 rock downloaded tunes on iTunes were Queen songs.
Yeah, people just rediscovering. Young people have never seen, really listened to the records over and over and over again like we did.
The movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Same with Motley Crue stuff. It's just going through the roof, all their albums right now.
The movie Bohemian Rhapsody has surpassed $900 million at the worldwide box office.
They were a worldwide
band.
Thanks
to a late run in China.
Yeah. Where they edited out the dudes kissing.
Yeah. 216 mil in North America, 685 mil overseas. Top earning music biopic of all time.
Ever. Biopic. Now, which one is right now? I keep saying, I say both of them
it's
all the
biopic.
Time.
Biopic.
I know it is, but it's biopic. Say it wrong all the time, you forget.
That and...
Just like...
what's your other famous... Hyperbol.
Hyperbol, yeah.
Greg uses a lot of hyperbol.
Yes, he does.
In his news description.
Load that hyperbol up, I say that once in a while. Load that up.
I'm looking forward to that game.
The hyperbol.
Hyperbol.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Say it wrong enough.
It's a highlight of bowl season every year.
Say it wrong enough, yeah. It's right.
Pop star Ariana Grande opening up about her struggles with PTSD. She shared
I forgot she was on stage during that horrible thing.
Yeah, she did go through that.
I'll give her credit for
that. You would have a little PTSD.
That's horrible.
She shared her brain scan on Instagram that showed a number of areas affected by the disorder. She captioned the photo, "hilarious and terrifying," adding, "it's not a joke." She's been very open about her experience with PTSD since the 22 people were killed and more than 100 injured during her show in Manchester, England a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Was she on stage when it actually happened, or was she about to go on stage?
I believe she was on.
The show was going on.
Like the dude in Vegas, too.
When it all went down, yeah.
And people are saying that they are grateful that she is attempting to raise awareness about mental health issues.
Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see all the Korean boys on SNL?
I saw the replay about 100 times.
Yeah, I watched about the first 30 seconds of the first song, only because I think those kids, any of those kids, no matter what boy bands, when they get moving, in sync like that, with a lack of a better term, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It is.
But they were also just lip syncing. So
there's seven of them.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense.
Were they just lip syncing?
Oh, my God, yes.
Sure.
I even saw a voice coming out of the one guy's microphone before the microphone got to his face. It was real quick, but they're good at what they do. But it's also crap music.
Generally, if...
I mean, it was the second song was really bad. But once again, I'm not a 16-year-old Korean girl. And you wish... you say it, Craig.
I've been lamenting that for some time.
You want me to be 18 at least.
I do. Well, I mean, 16, you know, I can wait.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that you even have to be a Korean to enjoy them.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, it was a huge deal that they were there.
And they got tickets because they screamed when Emma Stone says beat BTS, what do they call it?
Yeah, that's it.
They're here, and they screamed. And then at one point during Weekend Update, he mentions a joke with the BTS fans being in the crowd. But to their credit, they didn't scream or anything over any skits. So I guarantee you, they were hard asses. Listen, I know you got these tickets. I know you're here for this, but you got to be quiet and be respectful during the rest of the show. Is the reason we're here. It
would have been funny if they pranked him and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, BTO."
Yeah.
Where you at? BTO in the house.
What you holding?
Singing live too, by the way.
Where you at? What you hauling?
Yeah, but any knowledgeable 16-year-old Canadian girl knows that Fred Turner's dead.
Bachman's still there.
That's not the same.
any knowledgeable 16-year-old Canadian girl knows Fred Turner is dead. You never thought you'd say that this morning.
There is a documentary that I would like to check out.
It's called
Bachman.
It's on Amazon. I'm going to watch it
too. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And by the way, we were wrong. Fred Turner's not dead.
Oh,
he's not?
Who was wrong?
It was a different Fred Turner.
Oh, crap.
No. I heard it from a good source.
Well, they were wrong, right?
Apparently.
Let's not kill Fred Turner, man.
That Fred Turner's still alive. The other guy who is some other businessman.
Don't know
famous
him.
Guy. He's dead.
Well, who made the mistake first? I thought you told us.
I did say it.
Yeah.
And Craig but I read it that the band's Fred Turner.
Oh, no. He was the CEO of McDonald's. That Fred Turner is dead.
I was going to say, because there's a BTO concert running now. It's just Bachman Turner is running right now. From about a year ago, where Turner's alive and healthy. That doesn't mean he's alive now. He's okay. Sorry we killed off Turner.
No kidding.
Yeah, somebody pointed that out to me that later that day or the next day when we were talking about that. Yeah,
that bummed me out, man.
Fred Turner is still alive.
All right. He's like 80, right? Yeah.
75.
Okay.
75. I just
Good
took
deal.
Mr. Deathpool's word for it.
Absolutely.
But there was
I don't blame you.
There is a dead Fred Turner.
But that's
just not this guy.
Fred is
wrong
dead.
Wrong Fred Turner.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry to BTO. Yeah. Sorry
He's
to
not
going to
tour anymore, but still.
But BTO rocked SNL, though.
That's too bad. Yeah. I still think they show in that little, I don't know what it's called, but it's Randy Bachman, Fred Turner, and Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, it's called Randy Bachman, Fred. It's called Bachman Turner.
Okay.
And it's a live concert, maybe a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago.
Looked like it was done at a small venue.
Right.
Paul Schaefer's involved.
Rocked. They rocked it, yeah.
Because he too is Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And after a knee injury, Klaus of Norway was sitting on a stool from IKEA while he showered.
Isn't that every?
Yeah.
No. Isn't that everybody in Klaus Norway is on a
Klaus
footstool
is a,
from IKEA?
Klaus is a German guy.
Got it.
Klaus Jorstad.
Oh, no. He sounds like a Norwegian
That's
guy.
Norwegian, man.
Did you check into the, if this is true?
Let's hear it. What happened?
No.
You didn't Snopes this one?
No, this is from the Daily Mail.
Oh, then it must be true.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail vets their sources.
While sitting on the, he was sitting on the stool from IKEA while he was showering. While he was sitting on the chair, one of his testicles got stuck in a hole on the seat.
Yeah, the seat is...
When the hot water caused them to expand.
Oh!
He sat...
Borgie, stuck on a stool. That's a limerick, right?
It's a kid's book.
It's a kid's book. Pulled out his nut. Thought it was a plum.
Well, he didn't.
Something like that.
He wasn't able to pull his nut out.
Could he stand up?
He sat.
was his scrotum strong enough to lift the chair or not?
No. He sat there so long that the water turned cold, and then that the temperature drop caused his testicle to shrink again.
He was freed from his
How'd this get out?
Why would you, if
it just happened, who would tell that story then?
I forget. Oh, it was a post on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't wait to post that up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, if that happens to you, of course you're going to talk about it on Facebook.
Yeah,
sure.
It's a cautionary tale on this show what happened to us. I sat on an IKEA bench with my nuts hanging out.
Yeah, popped a nut through the hole and it stuck
after expanded from the hot water.
He stands up. Of course. His stool's hanging from his sack.
You would post on Facebook before you would ask someone to get some ice to maybe shrink the size of your testicles so you could pull them out of the chair.
At that point, if it's IKEA, it's plastic, I'm cutting open that chair to get my nut out of there.
Yeah.
Aren't you freaking out?
No, I think at that point, I'm seeing how many reps I could do and set some kind of world record. He lifted an IKEA chair 12 times with his testicles. World record.
That could be a record.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.